Hey, y'all. It is Phoenix Kalina with the Wine Cellar. Just doing some international news because that's kind of a thing now, right? Just recording a couple stories straight through about what's happening in the rest of the world. Because sometimes in America, it's hard to know, right? Like, the media is very intentional, right, with what they show us as far as what global news we're supposed to be paying attention to. So, just a couple stories. This is, I don't fucking know. The church, the Catholic Church, I mean, I don't really have a lot of hope, but I don't know. Maybe this is a step in the right direction. We'll fucking see. The Pope has issued new rules mandating report of sexual abuse to church authorities. Pope Francis issued new global rules Thursday for reporting sexual abuse in the Catholic Church, mandating that for the first time, all dioceses set up systems for reporting abuse and cover-ups. The new rules require all Catholic dioceses to have a, quote, public and accessible system in place for reporting abuse by June 1st, 2020. The new norms cover internal Catholic Church procedure, not the issue of reporting abuse or cover-up to civil authorities, and represent a top-down imposition which must be followed by all dioceses. Archbishop Charles Scicluna, maybe, Vatican's top investigator of sex abuse, well, this guy's never going to be able to retire, told CNN that the new church rules add a layer of accountability for church leaders. First of all, leadership is not above the law, Scicluna, whatever the fuck this nigga's name is. It's S-C-I-C-L-U-N-A. And second, that leadership needs to know, all of us in leadership, we need to know that if the people love the church, they're going to denounce us when we do something wrong. Most dioceses in the U.S. and Europe already have these systems, and the new norms will likely be more important in countries where there are not well-established guidelines for reporting and handling sexual abuse. Nigga, if what's happened in America is a well-established guideline, the rest of the world is in some fucking trouble, because this shit here is a fucking disaster. Under the new rules, investigations into credible reports of sexual abuse must be completed within 90 days, and a no-retaliation clause protects the person reporting the abuse. Top Vatican official Cardinal Mark Ouellette told the Vatican's in-house newspaper the mandatory reporting requirement was the most important element in the news. Ouellette told Osservatore Romano that it's significant that besides the abuses on minors and on the vulnerable adults, that the harassment or violence of abuse must also be reported. For decades, the Catholic Church has been plagued by a series of sex abuse scandals in different countries in the world. The new norms follow a global meeting on sex abuse at the Vatican in February and represent Pope Francis's pledge to, quote, offer, quote, concrete measures. Okay, I mean, I guess it's good, but I have my fucking doubts. Like, a lot of doubts about this. Yeah. Okay. All right. What else do I have here? All right, so Germany, Deutschland. It just seems like they have really good, like, eco-friendly programs there. Like, they're very conscious about climate change and whatnot. So I like this story. I think this is important. Germany is opening its first electric highway for trucks, right? That's kind of fucking cool, right? So this is on CNN Business. And it says trucks are guzzling ever more diesel, polluting towns and cities, and fueling climate change. Germany thinks it may have found the answer by using overhead lines to power big rigs, a system that allows trucks to draw electric power from overhead cables went into operation on 6.2 miles of the Autobahn Tuesday, according to the German government. It is the first such test on a public road in Germany. Developed by Siemens, the system allows big rigs with special equipment mounted to their roofs to connect to electrified wires while traveling at speeds up to 56 miles per hour. The trucks run on electric motors connected to several overhead lines and a hybrid system when they return to the traditional road. The sensors detect when the overhead wires are available. Siemens says its e-highway system combines the efficiency of electric rail with the flexibility of trucking. Another benefit is a sharp reduction of CO2 emissions and nitrous oxides. I mean, I just think that's kind of fucking cool. I think it's a good idea, right? Like, we still need to use transportation, so we might as well get better with how we, find more efficient ways to use it, right? So yeah, I thought that was kind of cool. It was a very short story, but worth noting. And then my last one, Alice, it's going to be a super short fucking segment. It's only going to be like 6 minutes long. Is that in Taiwan, a leopard that had been considered extinct has officially been spotted for the first time since 1983. Babe, you need to go back in the jungle and hide from these people. What scientists and conservationists saying the Earth is currently undergoing the sixth mass extinction of planets and animals and species, going extinct up to 1,000 to 10,000 times the natural rate, the world is going downhill fast. However, very rarely, everyone is reminded that perhaps it's not too late. One of these rare occasions has just occurred in Taiwan, where a rare species of large cat known as the Formosan clouded leopard has just been spotted in the wilderness by a number of people across the archipelago's east region. The leopard has been spotted walking around the country, the countryside near, totally gonna nail this name, Dai Tong County's Darren Township, where the area's Paiwan tribal authorities had formed indigenous ranger groups to patrol the region and guard sensitive areas. This is actually great news because this particular species of leopard hasn't been officially sighted since 1983, more than 35 years ago, and 6 years ago in 2013 was officially declared as extinct. This gives hope that maybe other animals who were once thought to be extinct, maybe they're still out there somewhere. It was spotted by a group of rangers when it suddenly climbed up a tree and scrambled up a cliffside to go hunt for goats. Goats, all right. Another group spotted it when it darted in front of their scooter before climbing another tree and disappearing from sight. Even though the group didn't manage to see it again, at least they know it exists and were able to report back about it. So that's, you know, kind of happy, like a little happy, because I'm happy. I mean, I'm not really, but, you know, it's hard to find good news these days. So I'm trying, like, really hard. You know, really, really hard, y'all. Okay, sorry, I had to pause to sneeze there, y'all. Anyways, I know I said I was done, but just one more because it's kind of fucking hilarious to me and we could all use a little good news here. Australia's central bank has recalled 46 million banknotes. Why, you might ask? Due to a lack of responsibility. Triple M Radio posted on Instagram a magnified photograph showing a $50, Australian dollar note? Showing the misspelling of the word responsibility. The word appears three times on the note, and the third I in responsibility is omitted every time. How the fuck you misspell your own money, though? The Reserve Bank of Australia said the spelling error will be corrected at the next print run later this year. The latest version of the notes was released in October. Australia's high-tech polymer notes are among the most difficult in the world to counterfeit due to their extraordinary level of detail, but apparently not their extraordinary level of correct spelling, and the technology has been exported to other countries. The $50 note is colloquially known as a pineapple because of its yellow hues and bears an image of the first woman elected to an Australian parliament, Edith Cowan. What the fuck does Edith Cowan have to do with pineapples? All right. The misspelling appears as an extract from her first speech to the Western Australia State Parliament in 1921. So yeah, it's actually kind of hilarious, and I'm going to see if I can read it here. They didn't blow the whole thing up, but it says it is a great responsibility, something something here, and I want to emphasize the necessity of something women being here. If men and women can work for something something, represent all different sections and do much better. Yeah, they're not really giving you like the best fucking photo here. But yeah, so just know 46 million dollar bills, y'all, had typos and are getting recalled in Australia. If you are in Australia and you can get one, maybe you should keep it. It'll probably worth some money someday. Since the rest of them are being recalled, huh? I should ask Mo Loco to send me one. Like, Mo, send me a $50 bill with a typo on it. All right. So, other than the fact that Australians don't know how to spell the word responsibility, I think that's about all I have. All right, I am out of here. As always, please try to stay safe. If you appreciate the work that the Wine Cellar does, you can hit us up on paypal.me/phoenixandwilliam or patreon.com/winecellarmediafund. Have a wonderful day, y'all.
And continuing where Phoenix left off, Phoenix recorded earlier this day. It is now 4:17 p.m., and we are going to continue the rest of this recording. And, well, if you're listening to this, we obviously got it uploaded. Podcast audio only, no video to this one. And get this done in the can, rest, work, 2 a.m., don't know if I'm working the weekend, blah, 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 this, that, and the other. Doing the cops that shoot kids first?
We can.
Yeah. Cops that shoot kids first. Prioritize. Because
what else would they do?
All right. And this is not our typical type of cop story, but it's a story.
I think this is our typical kind of cop story. It's still good cops. I mean, nobody died.
Oh, no way. So, no one died this time.
Like, kind of progress. Hugo, Oklahoma. Three children were wounded in a police shooting Friday when an officer fired at a man in a truck who was suspected of robbing a restaurant earlier in the month, according to state investigators.
That's what you do. You shoot at people that are suspected of something from several weeks ago.
Well, yeah.
In public.
That's going to be like, you know, eventually they're going to flip it to some like, like witch trial shit, right? We're like, we throw you in a river with weights tied on you, and if you float, you're innocent. Like, you know, it's gonna be some God's will shit next. Wait and see. Well, if God thought you were innocent, he wouldn't have let the bullets hit you.
Okay.
But I'm telling you, it's coming.
That's what they thought about Martin Luther Troublemaker.
It is. Well, I mean, come on. What, this week we already heard vaccines are sorcery, and that we can ban abortion by removing ectopic pregnancies from a fallopian tube and reimplanting them in a uterus. Nothing is rooted in reality anymore.
Oh, man, we got so much shit to do this weekend. God damn it.
Yeah. Ugh. Yeah. So, Brooke Arbrightman, a spokeswoman for the Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation.
The whole bureau of it.
Said gunfire broke out when detectives with the Hugo Police Department in southeastern Oklahoma were trying to approach a suspect, 21-year-old William Devon Smith.
A detective. So these are the better, smarter cops.
Yes.
All right.
Mm-hmm. She said Smith is suspected in an April 11th armed robbery of a Pizza Hut near the Texas state line. This nigga didn't even rob like a fucking bank or some shit.
This nigga damn near fucking killed some goddamn kids over a fucking cardboard ass Pizza Hut pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's like one step above Papa John's.
Ugh. And how much do you really get for robbing a fucking pizza? You got what, like $200?
Shit, that's a big old maybe, because I've worked cash register before. You know, typically, I think it's like $150 we might have in there. After the shift goes on, most people are using debit cards.
Yeah.
You know.
All right, so the three injured children and a fourth child were all in the truck with Smith. So, all right. I guess you don't have to look in a car before you start shooting into it to make sure there's not children there. The Bureau initially said two children were shot, but later learned a third child was also struck. Officials did not immediately release the names, ages, or conditions of the children.
Yeah, if I was the adult, I'd release all that shit. Be like, look at what these cops did.
I would have the fucking hospital pictures and shit.
Oh, fuck yeah. Images of the wounds. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Blow up the spot.
Mm-hmm. Smith was treated and released at a hospital in Paris, Texas, about 30 miles south of Hugo. Oh, so they shot this nigga too? All right.
Okay. I thought they missed the adult and only hit the children.
I thought so too at first, but seeing he was treated for something, unless it was just a result of his arrest that he needed treatment for.
Oh. He might have got school desked.
Yeah. Paris Police Chief Bob Hundle said he did not know the details of what happened, but that his officers took Smith into custody so he could be booked into the Lamar County, Texas jail on a warrant for aggravated robbery. You should maybe know the details of what happened. That's probably your job as a police chief.
No, no, it's not. No, it's not. That's the captain or the lieutenant. I'm just being a chief.
What prompted the shooting is unclear, Arbrightman said. She said investigators weren't sure if Smith fired at police, and it wasn't immediately clear if he was armed.
How's that name spelled, Arbrightman?
Arbrightman.
Arbrightman. Okay, I'm thinking like, does somebody, because you know, the white people just name themselves after what they did.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, so someone in the community was just the Albright man? I'm not convinced. Like, that was the one that said, hey,
Yeah.
It's, maybe we shouldn't do stuff that leads us to need awnings.
Yeah, it's AR, not AL.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so they don't know what the plan... But this is the thing, though. Like, you already went through the scene. How do you not know? Was there a gun at the scene? Or are you still waiting to determine what you can plant on him for later?
Yeah, we just got... We didn't get to the evidence locker yet. Because fucking Charlie lost the key.
A post on the Hugo Police Facebook page says the day of the Pizza Hut robbery, a man entered the back entrance of the restaurant, pressed an object to the back of an employee, and demanded money. Police say the worker handed over the money and the robber left. Mm-hmm. Calls to the Hugo Police were not answered Friday evening. An employee at the city's dispatch center, who declined to give her name, said all questions should be directed to state investigators. So they shot into a truck full of children.
So fuck the desperation that motherfucker must have been in to fucking stake out and rob a Pizza Hut.
Right.
Like, that nigga needed the money now. Why don't we figure out what's wrong with society and capitalism to where people get in that position?
No.
Nah. Nah.
No.
It's no good. How can you have climate change if you don't have capitalism?
How can you have climate change? How can you have equality? What? We don't want that.
No. Well, the poor people are equal to each other.
And I'm just looking this up on another outlet. That was New York Daily News. This is AP. I just wanted to point out a little extra detail here. The children who were shot are 5, 4, and 1.
Yo.
Like, they were babies.
A bullet hit a 1-year-old body and the body survived?
I haven't heard anybody, died.
Something, a limb or something is not gonna work anymore. Bullets have... They do too much damage already to an adult body.
Oh, shit, hold on. They have a quote from the mother.
Huh.
She is a mother of the three and of a fourth child who was not wounded. My 4-year-old daughter was shot in the head. She has a bullet in her brain. My 5-year-old has a skull fracture. My 1-year-old has wounds to her face. My 2-year-old wasn't touched with any bullets.
Now I'm thinking that shit's on purpose. You hit all headshots on kids.
Right.
All fucking headshots.
And they're little kids, so it's not like their heads would have been like at the same level of his head if you were going for headshots. Because he's a grown-ass man.
I know. And there's somebody that's like, you're not being nuanced. Nigga, 800 episodes. I know a lot about what white men do with their guns.
Exactly.
I think somebody shot at kids on purpose.
I think so, too. And also, like, if they were really trying to kill him, they would have killed him.
Nah, they wanted to do something fucking heinous.
Yeah.
To the point of where I actually just used the word heinous.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So,
that's not a common one for me.
So, yeah, I'm going to say that I'm going to agree with you that this was absolutely intentional because, yeah, all fucking headshots.
That's not random enough. And, I mean, a pretty decent sample size. 3? And all 3 headshots? Like, not one, like, oh, leg,
right.
Foot, all face right. And head.
Which and, also means, also, too, because if he was the one driving the car, the kids were most likely in the back seat. So the cops shot into the back seat and not the front seat. Right?
Yep. Shit. On purpose.
On purpose, yeah.
All right, what else is going on?
All right.
And Fiends Cleater said the AP. That's the Associated Press, folks.
Yes.
All right.
All right. And then in other awesome news today.
Yeah.
Men go from cat calling to attacking women in Miami's Wynwood.
Yes. Jeez. Somehow I want to weave that like is is street harassment cis identity extremist adjacent?
I suppose it can be, although it's less funny than most of the cis identity extremist stories we cover.
No, it is not. Well, there is one where it's a video. It floats around the internet, makes the rounds every once in a while, where a woman just got to whomping on this bloke,
mm-hmm.
And like I think he was actually hurt. Like I think he felt that shit in the morning. Like she fucking let his ass.
Wait,
happen.
Did it happen in Asia?
No, they were some brand of white.
Okay, because I saw some, like, white drunk tourist was, like, I don't know, somewhere in South Asia and was just, like, groping random women on the street, and one of them was not fucking having it and beat the liquidy fuck out of them.
So literally doing what Roosh said. Let's not forget that. Folks that might be new to this shit or maybe younger heads just clicking on shit about, Jesus Christ, like, 4 years ago now.
Yeah.
there's this cat, one of these pickup artist motherfuckers by the name of Roosh. Uh-huh. And there was a video. We played the audio on the program way back when. And he said, if you're a white man and you go to one of these Asian places, you can just walk up, grab them, do what... Like, he was talking about grab them by the this, that, and the other. Mm-hmm. You know, he was like, because you're a white man, you can just do whatever you want. He said that dead up.
That's fucking gross.
Yeah. And then Australia banned him, like, shortly after that video clip came out. While McMurica... Well, McMurica said, hey, who's this new fella coming down that escalator for president? Let's put the cameras on him for the next 2 years.
Yeah.
Maybe that's a good way.
And Roof still has a Twitter account and still says ridiculous things.
Oh, but no, all right-wing people are getting banned. I consider white... anybody white in the manosphere, I just did air quotes when we're not on video. Mm-hmm. Anybody white in the manosphere, I consider right wing.
Yeah.
Black people in the manosphere, I consider like neo-Hotep conservatives.
Yeah. Yeah. Which, you know, I'm not sure people like Roosh are going to get banned. It's mostly been like the white nationalist type people. Hmm. So I don't know. Like, not so much the misogynist, but we'll see what happens. But yeah, he's still saying ridiculous. I think his latest thing was saying like, having anal sex with your girlfriend is like her trying to con you or like turn you into being gay.
Oh, that's right. I meant we never covered that. Like, I think I think work just got in the way. Like, I had that in the show notes, and we never hit it.
Yeah.
It wasn't really big news anyway. Yeah. Like, there's a gang of shit.
Oh,
happening.
Yeah, it's like goofy misogynist man saying goofy misogynist things again. Yeah. Like, yeah.
And like one that he monetizes it. This is his job. He mm-hmm. says goofy shit, and then other white men say, man, you need some money.
Mm-hmm. All right. So this is Miami, and I'm wondering if we get, as we get through this, because I didn't finish the article, if this is going to turn out to be like an LGBTQ crime as well.
A hate crime?
Yeah. Because she was with her girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
And, like, they... So, I was like, I don't know if, like, the dudes knew they were, like, a lesbian couple, and that increased the hostility, or... Hmm. Yeah. And so, it says, after a group of men were accosting her and her partner, they were brutally attacked them in Miami's Wynwood. Jessica Saravia said. Saravia said she is afraid, and she wants the men arrested. Saravia and Susanna Duran said they were walking in the neighborhood's popular area of 2nd Avenue at 24th Street when a group of men started to harass them. They had picked up some pizza, so after catcalling, one asked for a slice. Ugh. The moment I spoke up, he struck me, Saravia said, adding she'd never seen the man before. What the fuck? So she said no, and he just straight up belted her?
She just said she spoke up, so like... Did she even just say, oh, good afternoon, sorry, bye?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, because remember, like, in as a safety measure, do women say no as a whole sentence?
Typically not.
Yeah, preempted by a gang of shit.
Yeah.
So why? What a handsome word you just said.
And when I spoke up, he struck me, Saravia said, adding she'd never seen the man before. He split my lip. I got 10 stitches from the inside out. I'm missing Jesus. Teeth on top, and I have a loose tooth on the bottom. Struck seems like an understatement.
Yeah.
That was like Mike Tyson punched you in the fucking face.
Yeah, that's like, you can only use, like, vernacular to describe like, that. Like,
belted her or something.
Yeah, like, this man, And again, like, let this segment be another me launching the campaign. Emperor. Kill this fucking guy like nothing.
And his friends.
Yeah, fuck it, kill him too. They didn't do shit, but kill him, right? Did they do shit?
They did shit too.
They did shit too.
After he knocked her down, the men then struck Saravia several times in the head, and she suffered a concussion. Duran pushed one of the men back, and he pushed her to the ground. Although her head hit the concrete, she wasn't injured. One man who was a part of the group tried to stop the attackers, but it was too late. Nah, nigga. You wasn't trying to stop shit. You knew exactly who the fuck them niggas was when you went out with them. You knew. Fuck you. Yeah. You die too.
Yeah.
Fuck that. Saravia called 911, and the guys started to scatter and drove away. She tried to take a picture of one of the license plates, but one of the men blocked her. The women reported them to the Miami Police Department, and detectives are still searching for the attackers. Duran and Saravia said they want the brazen attackers caught. CeraVe's friend Alex Capra set up a GoFundMe account when she learned that her friend was uninsured and the dental procedures she needs are expensive. Oh, fucking A. America's fantastic. No amount is too small, Capra wrote. Your help is appreciated by all of us who love her.
These white women? Wait, they have their pictures up?
One of them is definitely white. Hold on, let me see. There's a video. I know it's not going to, like...
Uh-oh, Phoenix Glitter's loading up video on the smartphone.
I know. It's not going to, like, come through. I just want to see if they show the women.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Her face is fucked up. And she's white. And, yeah, she's literally, like, her teeth are fucking cracked in half and, like, missing.
Jesus fuck.
Like, yeah, she's fucked up. Which I'm actually glad that we don't have the video up, because that might be, like, legitimately triggering to some people. Her shit's fucked up. It looks like she's probably white, and it looks like her partner is maybe, like, an ambiguous woman of color.
So they'll probably, like, once this hits, like, some feminist pages, their fundraiser is done. It's loaded.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. The Susanna Duran, she looks like, maybe, like, almost, like, Middle Eastern to me, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then her partner looks, more white. Okay. But, you know, I can't guarantee, but definitely white passing, I guess.
Yeah, you gotta...
yeah.
You see, and, like, so... what, in this, what you heard, Phoenix Cleater did international news, of which I won't know of until I play the archive back later. Mm-hmm. And then in this, you heard the cops that just... You know, oh, someone robbed a Pizza Hut several weeks ago. Let's shoot some kids.
Mm-hmm. In the head.
But then, so are they going to go around and be like, in my fine patriarchy, I hear that two damsels have been damaged by some heathens of ruffians. The night.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever we see that we think fits the description, shoot at them and their children.
I'm pretty sure that's not going to happen.
Not going to happen. Yeah, there's no justice for the pre-existing condition that they were born to be.
Mm.
All right. That sounds about nigger black right there, buddy.
Wow. Whoa.
Come on.
Okay, wow.
All right.
Oh, and you should listen to the earlier one, the international, because there's two eco stories, and I know you're about the environmental news.
Yeah, for a long time now. Wow. And I wanted to start talking about the newspapers that I get from the store, but I just, as soon as I wanted to do it, the most recent Sunday paper was super boring.
Well, didn't it have the one story about the fundraiser?
Story about a fundraiser.
Like, a cop shot someone, and so people held a fundraiser to raise money for him, and they were raffling off a gun at the fundraiser for the cop who shot someone.
That's right, yeah, they did that for the cop, yes. Like, so to support this cop that shot someone, you might get a gun too.
America has a fucking problem.
Yeah. Well, then also there's the one where, apparently, I think that judges are doing this out of spite because they're patriarchal men and they're assholes. But, like, there's something for, it's about, like, bail and cash and whatnot. I don't know the bills well enough. I just read this one article.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, men that are going in for, like, domestic violence, they're letting them out in shorter times with no bail.
Huh.
And so they're going back and just, like, and, you know, women they don't even live with, you know, their exes, just go back to their ex's house, bust down the door, and beat the shit out of her again.
Yeah.
And, like, that's a thing that's happening. And, of course, because black men tend to be targeted, it's mostly black men harming black women.
Mm.
It's a fucking shit story.
And right.
Emperor William will get rid of a lot of folks involved. Some of my fellow black men might have to go. The white people that made the laws, gotta go.
If you gotta go, you gotta go.
Might just make you reenact the Titanic for my amusement.